The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're looking for trouble, pointing it out, shooting it down, and steering you clear. That's what we do here in the Danger Zone with David Trainer, president of New Constructs. Now, New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, what is attractive are, you know, things that they look okay, and yet when you also dig down deep, they actually are okay, maybe with a little bit of value to boot so that you can buy them at reasonable prices and have good expectations. Flip side of that is what's dangerous? Well, those things look okay, too. In fact, they often look very attractive until you dig in at the grassroots level, which is exactly what New Constructs does. They go hunting for misleading earnings and things in the footnotes that basically paint a different picture than the one that most people are looking at. And then David comes here to discuss something each week that's in the danger zone. Now, if you want more information on how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about the Danger Zone segments each week. So if you want to get more information, well, follow them on Twitter and you'll get links to the blog. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Wall Street analysts.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now we normally are talking about a security, a stock, a fund, an ETF. In this case, well, I've been reading some of the things that you've been writing and I know where you're going. And this is the idea that Wall Street analysts are in for trouble because, well, whether you say it's misleading or not, CFOs have been saying that the numbers are misleading, haven't they?
They've also been saying that the sell-side analysts or Wall Street analysts don't have the time or incentive to reverse the accounting distortion. But yes, to be specific, a recent survey came out that showed that 20% of CFOs readily admit that they manipulate intentionally, misrepresent their earnings by manipulating accounting rules, which is what I talk about all the time, and they do it in a material way, by about 10 cents on every dollar. They also go on to say, and this is a quote from the study, analysts usually don't actively detect poor earnings quality. The good ones do, but the sell side has no incentive to detect earnings quality. And by the way, Chuck, I'm going to give you a couple good examples of stocks where Wall Street analysts are doing investors a disservice. But the big picture here is that the secret's out, that Wall Street analysts aren't really doing investors much service. Because you know what the purpose of a Wall Street analyst is? And this article talks about their incentive. You know what their purpose or their incentive is?
Well, it's not to dig to the footnotes level.
And, you know, I like to ask one more question before I usually get to the punchline here. How much money do Wall Street analysts and research departments make for investment banks? They make zero for the bank. Research is a cost center, right? So the people who actually make money control the purse strings and control the decisions. Well, those are the bankers. Mm-hmm. And so if a Wall Street analyst doesn't serve the best interest of what the bankers are trying to do, what do you think happens to that Wall Street analyst? He gets shown the door. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand. When I was on Wall Street, one of the best bank analysts in the business, Mike Mayo, was shown the door because he wasn't as banker-friendly as the person they brought in to replace him.
Let's get to some examples to show why the analytical community is in the danger zone and how it actually plays out on specific stocks.
Yeah, let's take Williams Company. Buried on page 85 in their footnotes, we found a $2.5 billion gain related to the remeasurement of some of their investments. This is 33% of revenues, right? And the impact is actually $3.33 a share. Guess how much their trailing 12 months earnings per share is?
How much?
273. So their adjusted earnings per share, right? You take about this one thing, it goes from GAAP earnings of $2.73 a share to really negative 60 cents a share. That's pretty misleading.
Yeah, absolutely. How about another example?
T-Mobile. What GAAP earnings per share also miss is the balance sheet. And we've talked about this many times, especially these companies that do lots of acquisitions, Chuck, right? And they're showing top-line growth, EBITDA growth. And a lot of times the executives are paid for the EBITDA growth. What people don't realize is that if they increase EBITDA by $10 million, but they spent $50 billion in acquisitions to do that, that's a bad trade. That's a bad investment. That's a very poor return. And with T-Mobile, that's what we're seeing. When you take into account the capital charge for all the capital they've thrown into the business, that's costing them $3.66 a share when their actual earnings are only about 35 cents a share. So their adjusted EPS after that is $3.31 a share, right? And then the ratings for both of these stocks by analysts are very positive, right? And they tout low, cheap valuations because the PEs are low. Well, the problem is that that E is not reliable. And one of the things Wall Street loves about the E in earnings is that it is manipulable, which means it's easier to sell stock. It's easier to do deals because you got a number that you can manipulate to make the company look better than it is, to make the valuation look better than it is, and more easily sell it to the public.
Since nothing is going to change about this, I mean, we've seen the analytical system have its own faults for a long time. What's an investor to do? Just throw away what you get from the sell side analysts?
I would say yes. And I think, you know, if you don't believe me, just read that disclaimer section at the end of a Wall Street report. You know, look, Chuck, my contact information is freely available on the internet. And if anyone disagrees, send me an email, give me a call, and tell me after you read that disclaimer section when you've heard I say and what you've heard this independent study say, whether or not you really think you should still trust Wall Street research.
Yeah. Well, we trust your research, David. If folks want to get the report, they can go find your Danger Zone report that you do, because it'll have it all linked up this week, and that's one other way they can follow up. So, David, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
So, Wall Street analysts in the Danger Zone. If you want more information, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. So, settle in and relax. Got a lot more show to go, and we'll get to it in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.